right, there's a million ways I could open up this podcast, but I'm just going to leave it to Brian Dawkins to simply say,
Hallelujah!
Super Bowl champs, you were not dreaming. It happened. We freaked out last night. We still were freaking out this morning. The entire show was taken over by Eagles Bedlam. You on the phones, us in studio, people still out in the streets. Just madness. Straight up Philadelphia Eagles madness. They are the champs. My God, it sounds so insane to even think about, to even say. I'm a mess. I had 1 hour sleep last night. So let's just get straight to the good stuff. It's the Super Bowl Fallout Show, live from Philly. Enjoy it, folks. A lot of people thought they'd go to their graves without experiencing exactly what we're experiencing right now. Let's do this thing. It is the Daily Podcast.
All we said last week, I'm all of a sudden getting very emotional.
All we said last week was,
Monday morning, I want to be playing that song. Yes. I want to be playing that song on Monday morning. We repeated it to ourselves in the studio over and over again. And now that I've played it,
it sounded so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard that song sound better. My God.
So for 4 hours yesterday, or last night, I'm going back and forth. My heart is almost breaking my TV because it's just pounding through my chest at my television. Yeah. Then you get to the fourth quarter.
Oh, my God.
I got friends and family. Oh, my God. It was so emotional, the entire ride from the start of the game and then the end. I watched it with my dad, my brother, my brother-in-law, and friends. Oh.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Same with family.
I mean,
the millions of people that shed tears last night. Incredible.
I sent you the video of my reaction.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I just set up a camera and I said, you know what? I said, I don't know what my reaction is going to be. And I teared up and then just started laughing my ass off.
How could you not?
I was uncontrollably laughing. Yeah. I was so happy.
Just pure joy.
This is the greatest moments I've gone to Philadelphia.
You sent Dave your video?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to send you mine. Post all three of them.
Absolutely.
Post us all
your reactions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Send them, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's celebrate
post your
all
reactions.
All day long.
Put them on the JDB Show Facebook page. The phone lines are open. Call in. Say what it is that you got to say. All right. I think we might have a lot of repetition today, but it's okay.
Fine.
All right. I mean, it is a great day to be in Philadelphia, and even better for the rest of our employees here at WMGK, because they get to sleep in.
Yeah, right. Must be nice.
Our boss gave them all, come in late. Come in late. It's going to be a big night. Come in late. Now, meanwhile, here we are with you, 34 degrees outside right now, partly sunny today. The high temperature, about 34 degrees. This might be as warm as it gets, but, you know, it's hot everywhere, folks. Right. This city is on fire. Fortunately, unlike Detroit, it's not that kind of fire.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Super Trap, Super Bowl, what a night.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Is this real?
I know.
It's surreal.
I want to pinch myself.
Until the parade, I can't buy it. It's so nuts.
No, it is as real as it could possibly be. More than likely, you're in the same state of shock as we are. I mean, overjoyed, just totally emotional, whatever it is. You got something to say, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I know a lot of you have been waiting a long time for this. We're going to get to some of the stuff we normally do on the show today, but for the most part, we're just leaving it up to you. You know, what was your favorite thing? What happened? You know, was it a play? Was it a commercial? Was it Justin Timberlake?
Right.
Who I think the best thing Justin Timberlake did was a lighting effect. All right.
He's been shopping at Cabela's. I don't know if you noticed that.
it was in a camouflage tuxedo.
I want to know what that meant to people. Like, think about your age group. I mean, 1960.
Right, right.
You've had so long.
I've been seeing a lot of tears online.
Right, right. Seriously.
From that generation.
Like I said, when I started, you know, I sat there and I'm watching the end of the game and I'm going, okay, because, you know, it's the Patriots.
Right.
You
right.
never know.
You know the script.
Right, yeah, exactly. And Chris Collingwood made that really, really, really clear what that script was. Right. But, you know, so when it happened, it was unlike the Phillies winning the World Series for me. When the Phillies won the World Series, it's like everything went into slow motion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like the world went, and it was like, you know, and Lidge's hands went up in the air, and the banner fell in the outfield, and there was a moment of silence because it was just this, Right. And then boom, you realize that it happened. On this one, I just exploded immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just exploded immediately. So how did you react? What was your high point? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I'm going right to this phone call. Hi, MGK. Who's this?
This is Hugh.
Hey, Hugh. How are you?
Doing great. Booyakasha, guys.
Booyakasha, Hugh. All right. So how is your night, Hugh? Anything interesting happen?
Well, I spend most of the night helping my wife do her master's homework, so no, I don't know what happened. Bring me Brady's deflated balls.
Yes.
Raise them high.
That's right.
So what was the high point in the game for you?
Well, besides that sack at the end there, I would say that double dip that they did to Foles to get that touchdown.
Uh-huh.
That was an amazing
the game.
Trick play.
No doubt.
Yeah. What was it that his wife said, Mrs. Brady?
She said he can't throw it and catch it.
Right. And
she was right.
And she was right.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was right.
They go snap it, and it's Trey Burton who throws caught. Foles, touchdown. How do you figure? They go to the very, very, very back of the playbook for the touchdown.
We are the champions. We are the champions. Lose them for losers. We are the champions.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
There is black ice out there. Be careful. It took us each forever to get in this morning. I got to tell you, Cindy, I don't think I ever drove over 25 miles an hour coming in this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and it was, you just couldn't see it. You just couldn't, because the roadway looks wet everywhere. In some places, it's just wet. In other places, it's icy. Mm-hmm. You got to be really careful on the roadways. You know, as careful as you were watching the game last night, Cindy.
Did you watch any of it?
I watched, I was there for the whole thing.
I see.
I think I did online shopping for the first three quarters, and then I watched the end.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as you saw the important part.
Wow.
All right. So we'll get to more of your phone calls for breakfast at the Beatles this morning. Two fans who have a Super Bowl-like experience with the Beatles. That's coming up.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Toilet cream.
MGK.
.com 215-263-WMGK, the number here in the studio. We're opening up the phone lines. Let you say what you have to say about the game, whether it was the game itself, a particular play, a particular player, Justin Timberlake, right? Like I said, with Justin's performance was sort of like, you know, it's like, okay, this is enjoyable. I mean, I like the guy a lot.
Oh,
me too.
I think it's a little underwhelming, though.
An incredible entertainer, right? But the high point of his performance was the lighting effect after the Prince song, where they went out on the streets and they purpled up the city.
They
and
lit
then,
up his
and,
sign.
And, then, and then made the logo. That oh, my cool. God, was really that cool, great. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out, did they do it on the street or was it all CGI? Right, you know, did it actually happen?
Right.
Was it live or was it Memorex?
Yeah.
You know, so 215-263-WMGK. Let's go to the phones, and I think this is.
Good morning, Dennis. How's it going?
Oh, good morning, guys. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, Dennis. So, anything exciting happened last night? What was the high point of the game for you?
Oh, the high point of the game for me was the nail biter when that touchdown popped out of his arms and you saw it go down and you're just like, oh, how are they going to call it? How are they going to call it?
Mm-hmm.
And I damn near lost my voice, man.
He was a runner. He was a runner.
Dennis, I said this to these guys in the office this morning that Zach Ertz took so many steps they would have called traveling in the NBA. He was absolutely a runner. There was no way the league would allow them to change that and end a Super Bowl or make a major change to a Super Bowl because of the stupid catch rule.
Have yourself a great morning. Over to Doug. Doug, what was it for you? Did you have a favorite part of the game or was it Justin Timberlake?
Booyah, champion!
Booyah, champion!
George, what about you? What was the high point for you?
Oh, got it. Booyakasha, guys.
Booyakasha.
Oh, God. My most favorite part of the Super Bowl was when Nick Foles caught that touchdown pass.
Yeah, that's going to be in football film forever.
Did you guys see, guys? Did you see the name of that play call was?
What
was Philly it? Special.
Oh, yeah. Next time it was really special. Yeah, that's the power of Doug.
Make one team weep, make another team cringe. Week to week, and next man up. More than a feeling, that's the power of Doug. Tougher than they think, smart as can be. Not about him, it's about his team. Calling plays and getting it right.
John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Breakfast at the Beatles ending with piggies, and those piggies in New England didn't get their sixth ring. Aw, too bad.
So good. Oh my God, so good.
It feels so great to beat the best.
Yeah, it does. It does. If you're going to win the Super Bowl, you might as well beat the best there is in the Super Bowl. The shocking thing, and I was telling Dave about this, because Dave came in this morning and said, so far, could you believe the yardage? Right, the yardage in the first half was more yardage than in any previous entire Super Bowl game.
That's insane.
It was just absolutely insane.
Yeah. I mean, the game was incredible. Incredible.
If last week somebody said to you that Nick Foles is going to have to beat Tom Brady in a shootout, will the Eagles win?
I just say shut up. That's so stupid.
Right.
Nick Foles just beat Tom Brady in a shootout. They put up 41 points. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
Although I feel bad that he actually has that one interception on his on his record.
Because that was pretty much a catch. Like a flick back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. It was like, you know, that wasn't his interception. Was it Alshon?
Jeffries.
Yeah.
That was a Patriots bounce.
So 34 degrees outside, a partly sunny day ahead of us. Temperature will get up to, 34 degrees. It seems like that's as warm as it is going to get today. We're going to get to more of your phone calls, people calling in left to right. If you got something you want to say, you want to cheer, just call us right here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Not all that much, with the commercials.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, really?
The game was too tense. Yeah. I was walking around the room just with my hands on my head, just trying to calm down.
What are you calling the python this morning?
It's the cobra.
The cobra?
Yeah, because the hood of the cobra sticks out when you're at your arms.
I was covering.
Your hands interlocked behind your head, your elbows pointing out.
But of course, as we all know,
it's a tie, Dad.
There we go. Pour some sugar on me. I got sugar all over me.
Everywhere.
I'm frosted this morning.
In the streets.
In the streets. Yeah. The scenes of what has happened in the streets.
The internet's incredible today.
It's absolutely hilarious. By the way, for a city that is constantly being trashed for our fandom and the things that we do, right? One of the things that has come out in the past couple of weeks that people all over the country are talking about, actually two of them, grease poles, right? And punching horses.
Right.
All right. Are you ready for this? Right. This is how we are always being trashed as a city. Do you know? Okay. So Mardi Gras is about to start in New Orleans. Actually going on now, but the big thing is happening in a couple of weeks. All right. Horse punching is a regular problem in New Orleans. What? It's a regular problem. The horses get punched all the time. Until this moment, Dev, you ever heard that story before?
Never, ever.
Right? Never at all. And speaking of pouring some sugar, last night, I know you guys videotaped yourselves. I haven't seen you. Well, I saw your video. Right. I haven't seen Dave's yet.
It's not safe for work.
Right. But yours isn't safe for
it's
work?
It's up, though.
All right, yeah. Mine is safe for work. Yeah. And I literally just set up a camera because I didn't know what was going to happen. And this is my reaction to the end of the game. Yeah! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Are you laugh crying?
I'm laugh crying. I'm laugh crying. There's the cry. Yes! So 215-263-WMGK. That is the number to call if you've got something you want to say, you want to put it on the air. We're putting as many listeners on the air as we can. And you know who's on the phone?
Who's that?
Remember Rita? Rita called in last week
about champagne in the street.
The champagne in the street. Her husband died. And she you know, she's going to celebrate. She's on the phone. Hey, Rita.
With my bottle of champagne. That's
great. That's great.
I had so many strokes watching the game.
Yeah, well, you know what? Your husband came through for us.
He did. He said, Booyakasha, by the way, what a game. What a game. It was great. Oh, my God, John. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad that we won it. It's the best thing. And I just want you to know, I've been listening to you as a teenager. I remember you from the MMR days, man. I love you. You're the best.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And I just can't believe it. And I did dance in the street. All my neighbors came out. It was great. Oh, what a day. God bless Philadelphia.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ahead of us weather-wise, now they're talking about when 9 o'clock this morning, we should know when the parade's going to be.
Right.
It looks like it's going to be Wednesday.
That's
but
the rumor.
But hopefully that rumor is wrong because it's supposed to pour Wednesday. Right. And you know, and Thursday is supposed to be might be the nicest day of the week. So hopefully they'll take the weather into consideration. Mm-hmm. So if it's Wednesday and it's raining, boy, am I going to enjoy that parade on TV. All
right? I'm going. High def. No, I'm going. Getting there.
Really?
Yeah. I will walk to the station.
I'm old and, you know, my rickets will kick in and, you know, next thing my arthritis will start hurting me.
Well, you got to be careful in the streets because from what I'm seeing online right now.
I got to tell you. That is what Thin the Herd is all about today. Yes. You know, we spend a lot of time within the herd, poking our way around the country, even around the state sometimes, but it is very, very rare that we come up with stories from right here in Philadelphia. But if you were watching TV last night or went online at all this morning, you would have found that this is a place that we seriously need to
thin the herd.
Take the group of people who decided that a great way to celebrate the Eagles' win was to stand on the awning outside of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel on Broad Street. Now, it's an awning. All it is canvas and some pipe, right? There wasn't like one or two people up there. There were a dozen, and surprise, it fell down.
In the herd.
What do you got?
I found my spirit animal last night because when a team in Philadelphia wins a championship, the first thing I want to do is strip down to my underwear,
yes,
right,
hop on the roof of a moving car, and ride it underneath the convention center.
Yes. In the herd.
How are you, Dave?
And Steve wasn't even talking about the cop caravan had a guy shirtless on the police van as it's snaking through the crowd. But that's not who I want to highlight. Forget the greased poles. We just grab them and pull them out of the earth here in Philly. There's video of people carrying telephone poles down Broad Street like they're slaves from the 7th century.
Yes. Yes. Did you have another one?
I brought up the horses earlier.
Right.
Right. And I don't understand the celebratory fact behind this, but it seems, you know, there are all these stories about the happened twice here in Philadelphia, right? That some people after games were punching police horses.
Yeah, the horsey haymaker.
Some guy last night decided that he had to go one step further. And after the horse came past and pooped, He decided to eat it.
Yes! Yes! I did see one. A guy was standing on the subway tracks so that he could take a picture of the people on the platform while a train was coming. He keeps looking back over his shoulder like, oh my God, I gotta get this photo.
In the herd.
You got any more, Dave?
Yeah. All Everybody, right. It seems that the way to celebrate a Super Bowl in Philly is to cheat death. Okay. As Steve just pointed out. There's people doing trust falls all over the city from one and two stories above the ground out at the concrete. Off buses, off bus terminals, off of awnings, trust falls. Super Bowls. Philly. Ridiculous. Yes. I love this town.
It's a great place to celebrate.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. We'll take more of your calls momentarily. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Speaking of that phone number, we've got Guess the Movie coming up at 8:35. And, well, we've got concert tickets. And I'm not allowed to say who the person is that we have. Believe me, you're going to want them. I mean, they're quality concert tickets. Hmm. All right, but
any hints?
Maybe when we get close. Let me put it this way. Here's why this frustrates me: the tickets don't go on sale until Saturday, right at 10 a.m. Right. If I told you now, there's nothing you could really do about it.
Right.
There's no pre-sale. There's nothing like that. There's just these tickets.
Is there other names that you could call him?
Him? Him? Is it him?
Is it Nick Foles' praise band?
it's Nick Foles' praise band.
That's what I'm hoping for.
By the way, right? Boy, was Jesus happy last night.
I told you, man. This is the team.
This
that
is
you
the
want.
Bible team.
Absolutely. Those Bible studies came in handy.
All right. But, just, you know what's really incredible about this game last night? Huh. This was one of the, I've seen every Super Bowl, unlike you guys. I have seen every Super Bowl, even the first two, which weren't called the Super Bowl.
Right.
All right. And this was the first Super Bowl there has been in a very long time.
The entertainment factor was very high.
I mean, because usually the Super Bowl can be a very anticlimactic event, mm-hmm. right? Especially all those years that the Broncos were losing, right? You know, they would be there and they would lose, and they would be there and they would lose, right? You know, but this one, there isn't a football fan in America who could say a bad thing about this as a football game.
Nope.
Right. It might not have been your team. You might not have liked it, right? You know, but boy, oh boy, this is the first time I can remember in a real long time where the game so outweighed the commercials. The commercials were like, yeah, all right, you know, it's a tight end. All right, you know, that was really about it. But people are still calling in. I got Rob on the phone here. Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Great. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
So my son goes to college in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And he begged me to bring him home to watch the game at home because he couldn't watch it in Boston. and I'm so glad I did because we got to experience it together. It was great.
Oh,
was
smart move, my man. Awesome. Very smart move. What a great father-son thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We made the plays time after time. We beat New England with the game on the line. We made mistakes, maybe a few. When adversity stood in our face, silly pulled through. That's why the Eagles
won. We won, we won, we won.
Eagles are the champions, my friend.
John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.